Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. All right, so this is asking whether Moldova should reunite with Romania, because I don't want to recount the whole history of the two countries or the one country, but Moldova has at some points in its history been part of Romania. And now I'm talking about the Republic of Moldova, because the adjacent province of Romania, as in sort of northeast Romania, is also called Moldova. And internationally, we would just say Moldova, as in that country that's capital at Chisinau. But in Romania, they're often quite specific, the Republic of Moldova, to avoid confusion with their own province. Anyway, they were separated most recently at the end of the Second World War, when the Soviet Union annexed Moldova and made it the Moldovan Soviet Socialist Republic, introduced Russian as a co-official language. Of course, with the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991, Moldova became independent again. So Moldova's got almost the same flag as Romania, got a different symbol on that middle yellow bar. Their language, they sometimes have said that their language is officially Moldovan. Now they say officially Romanian. I mean, it's like more than 95% the same, occasionally a bit old-fashioned, or they're just some loan words from Russian. And that was it. So Russian's got is a sort of regional language. It's not co-official anymore there. But they're people of Ukrainian and Russian descent. They're like Kalgars people who are Turkic-speaking people and so on. There are Tatars and people from other parts of the former Soviet Union. But a high majority of the people are ethnically Romanian, unless you count Moldovans as a separate nationality. Okay, I mean, I don't have an opinion on it. Moldovans, there could be a separate ethnicity, or there could be Romanians, whatever. I don't really mind. I've only been there once for 2 days, and so on. And even more complicated, because at the end of the Soviet era, the Russian government deliberately started a civil war. Transnistria broke away. That's on the eastern bank of the Dniester River. And then it's this illegal Russian exclave to this day. I mean, Russia doesn't claim their territory, but sort of props it up with 1,500 troops who are stuck there. They can't get out because they've got Ukraine on one side. They've got Moldova, controlled by the Moldovan government, on the other side. They're not allowed in and out. And because there were all these tons of ammunition, the Russians say, oh, we can't remove the ammunition, so our troops have to stay there. They were able to remove their munitions from all over the world, but not from there. They could destroy it, sell it, hand it over to the Moldovans for free. But, you know, trying to keep that foothold there. Anyway, there's a sort of frozen conflict there that Moldovans had to live with until the Ukraine war came along. Moldova, the poorest country in Eastern Europe. So it was a big idea in the 90s. Should we reverse what the Soviets imposed on us and we'll reunite with Romania? And Moldova is sometimes called Basarabia or Bessarabia. And all over Bucharest, there was a graffito, Basarabia is Romanian soil. And some Moldovans wanted to do that. But the Moldovans who grew up in the Soviet area, they'd often internalize that Soviet propaganda, say, no, we're a separate nationality. And okay, some of them are Ukrainian or Russian ethnicity and didn't speak Romanian and so on. But for whatever reason, you can't say their identity is wrong. They didn't want to unite, but that generation sort of died off. Romania is now part of the European Union. It's part of NATO, is increasingly prosperous. And Romania is granted citizenship to any Moldovan citizen who wants it without having to renounce their Moldovan citizenship. And even the Socialist Party in Moldova is the main pro-Moscow party. Well, there's a Shor party, which is just a gangster party led by Ilan Shor, an Israeli-born Moldovan criminal who's now got Russian citizenship, carried out a major-scale defalcation there. So it is a mafia state, Russia, so it just uses gangsters as part of its operations as well. And the big thing is Transnistria is legally nowhere's land. I knew a very dodgy Kazakh family had a car in Turkey with a Moldovan registration, had their property in the UAE, owned it in a Moldovan name and stuff like that. So legally it is Moldova. The Moldovan government doesn't control it and so on. So going back to this, but you know, if you join your Romania, you're in the European Union, you're in NATO, you get more funds, I think it would strengthen the rule of law. And so that has been Moldova's policy. They part of that in the election, the referendum, the idea that we'll join European Union. They got candidate status. When will they ever get to join? Okay. Romania has progressed economically. It's still relatively poor in the European Union, but you know, it's the bottom of the top league. I don't know with GDP per capita where it is in the world, but it's maybe like 50th or something. So everything's improved. And you know, Moldova's got 3 million people. They fear that they're quite vulnerable, especially if Russia had won this war. but some Moldavians say we have a separate nationality, our identity is different, and we don't want absorption into Romania. Okay, so it's a minority viewpoint, but Russia would obviously say this is a provocation, another country doing what it's entitled to do for determining its own future. Russia's absolutely no right to dictate to Moldova what they do, and so on. But Romania, do they even want Moldova? Because they'd have to subsidize Moldova. They think that there might be too much corruption there. There might be too much gangsterism and things like that. So they may not wish to bear the cost, and they may not want to be attacked by Russia, so forth. Okay, but Moldova said they're not trying to join NATO. And there have been difficult situations before, like when Cyprus was admitted to the European Union, despite a third of the country being occupied by Turkey. Or, you know, West Germany is part of the European Economic Community, as then was. East Germany is allowed to unite, form the Federal Republic of Germany, and just into the EEC immediately, and so on. So the European Union has dealt with these anomalous situations. But how could Moldova be allowed into NATO? Because if it's allowed into Romania, it's allowed into NATO. When Russian troops are illegally occupying Transnistria, what are you going to do? And is there any way to get them out? I mean, could they even work out a deal whereby they would be allowed to be repatriated to Russia? And then Russians say, we'll always lose our foothold. Okay, we can't reinforce at the moment because of the Ukraine situation. And, you know, Moldova learned to live with the Russian illegal occupation for a while. Russia was sending gas for free to Transnistria, generating electricity, selling it for cheap to the rest of Moldova. Moldovan facilitated the Russian troops, saying you can fly to Chisinau, get on your buses, go over to Transnistria, come in and out. Their rotations were managed that way. And that de-escalated the situation. They rubbed along because they didn't have the strength to resist. But what else could possibly happen? So only 31% of Moldovans want to reunite with Romania, and 62% are against. And obviously, if you don't have an opinion, occasionally the polling has been more positive than that for reunification. And it was, the younger generations are more likely to be in favor of it, and those who are linguistically Romanian, who is an increasing number. So, but in Romania, 44% of people want it, 56% against. Wow, because I think they probably think it's risky and it's an unnecessary cost. But what if Moldova thought that joining Romania was the only chance they'd ever get to the EU? The cost might be higher. People could be persuaded. And President Maia Sandu, who's very much a Europhile in Moldova, she said, yeah, I mean, that is an option that she's now considering. Obviously, she can't do it unilaterally. She'd have to get the Moldovan parliament, the Moldovan people behind her, and get, obviously, Romania to agree. So it doesn't look like it's going to happen in the short term. That's what they say. Romanians call their currency the leu, and they say leu over there. Okay, German unification. One of the things at the end of the Second World War, they said Austria was the first victim of the Third Reich, which is a lie, of course, because most Austrians wanted to join the Third Reich. I mean, I know the referendum was held on an unfair basis, but a plebiscitary vote even held fairly would have been a yes vote. Not 99% yes, maybe 60% yes. One of the deals was when Austria got its independence back and the Allies withdrew their armies, that Austria must never, ever attempt Anschluss ever again. And the Federal Republic of Germany agreed likewise when it's allowed self-governance in 1949. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan792.com. Goodbye.